Welcome, welcome, and good morning. And thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, where we talk about the brighter side of the 805. I am your host, Kim, and I'm here with Spence. How are you doing, Spence?
Everything's going great. A little warmer this morning.
It is, actually. I thought, you know, I never can get it right. You know, it's either but I walked out to let my dogs out this morning, and I'm like, it's a little warmer. Should I change? Because you never know what the temperature is in. Anyways, well, I am so glad that you are starting your day here with us. And I have two of my friends in my studio here. I've got Sue Hines from Aspect Galore, and she is an expert in helping businesses find a center for their brand. And welcome, Sue.
Thank you, Kim. It's lovely to be here, and I'm delighted that it's warmer today.
I know. It's been really, really cold. I mean, people, you know, it's funny, when people start showing you the temperature on their phone, you know that they're like in shock, you know? So anyways, and I'm really excited. I have Wendy Jaffe here from Caneo Deals and Simi Valley Deals. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit. We do have another guest, and Pansy is going to be talking about holidays and type 2 diabetes, and it's just a little simple old strategy that she came up with. So I thought that we'll talk about that a little bit. But mostly we're going to be talking about, businesses and power women. I think we're all three power women and moms, and we're getting into the holidays right now. And, you know, just kind of keeping all those balls up. I think I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it, but we're going to share how we all do it. And hopefully our guests out there, our listeners, will maybe call in with some tips from them. I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-650-1590. That's 805-650-1590. You are going to want to write that number down. We still have our deal. If you wondered, did I not get a call because I didn't win? We are still taking names for the limo ride with a wine tour to Malibu, and that is really fun. And and then Caneo Deals and Simi Valley Deals, right? What did you bring us? Which we're going to kind of take names for that too. So we got some gifts to give away for the holidays.
Yeah, we have a great giveaway. We work with a spa called the Body Sanctuary. They're a great spa in Westlake Village. And we are donating a 1 hour facial and 1 hour massage. So 2 hours of pampering in this time of year is perfect.
I know. I'm like, okay, I want to go out and get my name on there. I mean, but that is like a great gift if anybody out there, and I know that a lot of men listen to this morning show, this would be an amazing gift for your wife or somebody special. So all you have to do is get your name in. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're number one or 20. Just get your name in, and at least you'll be on the list for that. Plus, we do have other giveaways, and we've got Soup Plantation, and we've got Red Brick Pizza, and we've got some, what else do I have over there, Tom?
Let's see. You have, it looks like, Soup Plantation. We have Holiday Ice Rink for the lakes.
That's another one.
And the
one.
Red Brick.
Yeah. So, anyways, definitely give us a call at 650-1590. That's 650-1590. I will let you know all those other gifts, that what number you need to be, but just get your name in right now so you are entered for the wine tour and limo ride, and also the Caneo Deals giveaway. So 2 hours of pampering. I mean, that's like,
wish we could do it right now,
I know,
right?
Wait a minute, we'll be back. No. Anyways, well, let me start with our show today, and I want to remind you, always go in and like my show at the Kim Pagano Show on Facebook. That's where you find out what's happening. And that's where we got lots of giveaways. In fact, we just gave away a bunch of things for this weekend is Santa Claus over at Ventura Fairgrounds. And we gave a lot of stuff over there. So thank you and for the lucky winners to that. Also, I do want to wish everybody, you know, it's like one of those weeks, like, you know, all of a sudden starts coming down to the deadline of trying to find those gifts and trying to find the right. I don't know about you, and you. Tell us, how do you buy gifts, Sue? Do you are you like one of those people that it has to be perfect, or do you just go out and go this one? And
it always has to be perfect, but I'm not a planner.
Okay.
So it gets very stressful doing it all at the last moment.
Right. Wendy, how about you?
I'm the same. I'm really a last minute person. You know, they say if you need something done, give it to a busy person. And so we just power through and get it done. And
does your husband go with you?
Oh, no, we'd be divorced if you came with
me.
No.
I love it.
We don't go there.
Okay, good. I love that. All right. Yeah, my husband's like, did you get it all done? Yeah. It's like, really? You know,
like magic, right?
Yeah. And it's like, but you know what? I love that you find the right gift for the different people. You know, I'm not one like everybody gets, you know, although I don't want to say it on air. I maybe my kids aren't up, but everybody always gets new pajamas.
Oh,
and
that's
one of the traditions. So they always have new pajamas. We used to do that so the kids would come out in the morning on, you know, the holidays, and they would always have new pajamas. Tom, are you a thinker when you buy your gifts?
I think so. I guess.
That was good.
Sure.
I like that. No, I mean, do you give it a lot of thought, or do you? You know what I love? When somebody comes in and you really feel like they listen to you or they know you, mm-hmm. and they're like, you know, I have this thing with ladybugs, and, you know, one of my girlfriends like, I found this air-blown ladybug, and I just, you know, she was looking for me.
Yes. When it's really personal like that, and it captures your essence or your interest, that's what I look for when I'm looking for gifts.
Yeah.
Or a gift card.
Yeah, gift cards are always good. But, that, you know, it's kind of even though I love that and our kids really love that because then they can go and buy anything. Like my parents, I always tell them, just get them a gift card. They'll go out and buy their own stuff.
I don't understand gift cards, really, because a 50 or a 100, or that's the best gift card. Why do you get a gift card?
Well,
because money is the ultimate gift card, right? It's accepted everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's
just give money.
Yeah, if somebody gives you a $50 gift card to,
right, then that's
give them 50. You can use it anywhere.
Anywhere.
And they don't discount off of it.
I was just going to say my son had one and he was like, he's like a saver like I am. He goes, I'm finally going to use it. It had $2.50 on it, you know, because it had been used. And you know what? A lot of those, you really have to look at them. Because if you don't use them, they actually take money off. I mean, have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, they're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They got some clause on there or something. I don't know. Crazy. Anyways, Sue, let's start and tell everybody. I'm glad you're here. And tell everybody a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Thanks, Kim. I'm a South African by birth, but I call myself an African American because I'm an American now. And I have been living in this country for 16 years and following my passion, sometimes in a roundabout way.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Not always direct, but that is my passion, is to help other people to bring out that special something that's just them. And that's what I just love to do. It is so rewarding when you just see a light bulb go on and someone says, oh, but that makes so much sense for my whole life. And it's amazing how the waters part when you get that
insight. You love her accent?
I know. Why'd you put me on with someone with such a beautiful accent?
Oh,
I've come from the valley. And then she put
right
me on with this gorgeous accent, right?
I know. No.
Well, I tell you what. You could go to South Africa and you would be
absolutely
exotic.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go.
Okay,
that's
Kim and I are going to South Africa. We're doing that for sure.
There you go. Again, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm here with Sue Hines. I'm here with Wendy Jaffe from Conejo Deals and Simi Valley Deals, and we got Spence, and our phone number here is 650-1590. I want to see if anybody is up right now. You know, it's interesting. I still do the show, and I'm like, every morning I'm thinking, you know, who gets up at that time? But we have tons and tons of listeners. People start their day in a positive way. They're up, they're going, and you know, if I fall back asleep, it's kind of like, I don't know about you. Are you both early birds?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Wendy, you're not.
No.
So what time do you get up usually? So this is a treat.
Well, it's more when I go to bed. I probably go to bed more at 12:30.
Oh, so you're
so early. I maybe 7:30, 8.
Oh, that's not bad for, you know, okay. I'm like, I don't know. What time do you get up?
I wake at 5:30 without fail every single day. So I had to set an alarm today.
Yeah, because it was a little earlier.
A little earlier. Yeah. But usually 5:30 without fail.
Yeah, me too. My brain starts working, although I don't think it's been going off lately. So anyways, but I do want to get your name in here. Just call all the way through our show, and Spence will answer at 650-1590. We still have our wine tour and limo ride that is up for grabs. All you have to do is get your name in. And Conejo Deals, we've got a massage, 2 hours, right? So a massage, facial...
Right, 1 hour of each. So the whole experience is 2 hours at a very nice spa at the Body Sanctuary in Westlake Village.
Yeah, okay. That is like the best gift anybody could give right there. All right, so back to Sue Hines. Sue, tell us, you know, your business is Aspects Galore. And I know that we were going to talk about everybody has a genie inside them, right? Why do you call it a genie?
It's bottled up in many, many cases, and it just takes a little bit of a shine and an attention, and out pops something that is so thrilling and exciting for a person, and they just get on their jazz when they find that little thing that is lurking inside them.
How do you go about doing that? I mean, you know, Wendy and I had breakfast the other day, and, you know, there's so many times you think you know yourself, right? But then all of a sudden, like you said, you're like a three-year, right? About every 3 years, you think of like something new, not because, you know, your business isn't doing good. It's because
you love the novelty. You love creating. Yeah. You love starting new, something new.
Right. And so, I mean, I always, you know, people say, you never talk about your hair, you know. In fact, I am going to give some tips today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so because it is the holiday, and so many people have already gotten their hair done, and now they're like, okay, how do I fix it back up, you know. But I have been fortunate to find two passions, one doing hair, and then the next doing my radio show. But I still have so much more inside me, I know it, you know, and 4 kids, and, you know. But when is enough enough, and how do you find what your genie is?
You know, we're all born with certain innate abilities, but those get shaped and honed over time. So if you think of that as a rough diamond, and it needs to be chipped away and polished and turned into something different, and whether or not you like it, life does that to you. But if you pay attention, you can choose which facet to shine up and make the largest. And it really is a matter of an attitude shift. There's just a subtle something that says, you know, I take for granted the fact that even in this country, I have an accent. And you all think you don't.
Right, yeah.
But you notice mine because it's different.
Right.
How can I use that to my advantage? It may not even be something that I was born with, but it's something that's shaped over time, and I can use it. And it gives me a unique advantage in certain situations. And so if I just recognize that little thing about myself, and the hard part is, and the reason it stays hidden in the inside your psyche, is that sometimes it's something you just take for granted.
Hmm.
Perhaps you had a parent that was very, very strict, so you learned discipline and organization, and that was the way you got through anything. And slowly but surely it occurs to you that that's why you accomplish things.
But now it wasn't because of your own personal gift.
But it was a talent that you learned through skill.
Hmm, that's interesting.
Now you can use that to your advantage. Pick an occupation that needs it. If you are a business owner, use it in the business. Make sure that it fits in with everything. If you have any opportunity to teach others who are struggling in life just because of a lack of organization.
And let's stop right there.
Right.
That's a big thing. That's a big holdback, don't you think? A big blocker in business, you know, people that are not organized.
And there are two ways of not being organized. One is physically, where there are papers and things all over the place, no calendar, you get bad habits. But the biggest one is inside with your thinking. Mm. If your thinking is organized, everything else flows. So taking time, especially now, to build your vision. Where is it that I'm going? Where do I want to be in 5 years? Where do I want to be by the end of next year? By this time, 2014, where do I want to be? And if you get that really crisp and clear and get yourself completely on board with your own idea, you start to choose differently and you start to get things happening so that you are a manifester.
Mm.
But if you don't have a specific idea of where you want to go, the stuff that manifests may or may not suit you.
Oh, because then you let it happen for you instead of you making it happen, right? I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. It is the brighter side of the 805. And we talk about the brighter side of life, really. This is good stuff. I mean, you know, so many people beat themselves up over stuff like this. And it's important to really realize that this is something that can really be centered. And you could start living the life that you dreamed of, right?
Right this second.
Yes.
You just make up your mind that you're going to do something.
And, you know, it's that negative talk. I mean, I don't know. Wendy, do you have negative talk sometimes in your mind?
No.
No, never.
I know. But you know what? I mean, even, you know, waking up this morning, I'm like, oh, okay. And then I go, no, I love my show. I love my guests. You know what I mean? You have to turn it around in order for you to be effective. And I wonder, you know, so many times I see different, you know, just doing hair, people come in and I'll sit them down in my chair and I'll say, tell me all the great things about themselves. And they look at me like I am crazy. And they'll be like, what do you mean? I that's why I'm here. I don't let. And I'm like, okay, first of all, you got a beautiful smile. You've got beautiful eyes. And they're like, all of a sudden their whole demeanor starts to change. And then they're like, oh, okay, well, I'm just, you know, and then they'll go on what's going on in their life maybe. But if we can try to stay centered and not be sucked in by all the things that happen throughout our day. And that's hard, isn't it?
It is hard. And what you were saying reminds me of one of the TED Talks that's out there about posturing and exercises that they have done and experiments they've done where they brought students in for a job interview. And half the students, they made them posture. Hands behind the head, feet up on the desk, and they do that for 2 minutes. Just take that posture. Put your body in a position that feels grand and successful.
Right.
And the results were totally amazing. They were liked so much more by the interviewer. They were much more likely to be given the job. And so the advice they give is for 2 minutes before you have to make a tough phone call, go in and see someone, meet someone for the first time, just take 2 minutes to posture. Change the way your body is aligned, and it makes a difference.
I love it. I love it. I love what you're talking about. You know what we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick break. We've got Pansy Elizabeth Clayton on the line. We're going to come back and we're going to talk to her a little bit about simple old solutions for type 2 diabetes. So many people through the holiday right now, you know, say, oh, I'm okay for right now. And it's really dangerous to do that.
Yeah.
So we got a little reminder and then we're going to come back to Wendy and Sue Himes here and I'm so glad that you're here. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. In fact, Tom, let's give one thing away right now in our break. What could we do?
Let's do some red brick pizza. How about that?
There you go. All right. Let's take caller number 7 at 650-1590. 650-1590. Caller number 7.
Lifelong.
lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
With the holiday season approaching, now is the time to head over to Bank of Books to get the book lovers in your life the perfect gift. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you, who was our winner for Red Brick?
We got Jesse Barkley.
All right, Jesse, thank you so much for calling. And I do want to say, I know we had several callers call right now and get your name in. Get your name on the list for 2 hours of complete divine, you know, massage, facial, and that is over at the cemetery?
At the Body Sanctuary in Westlake Village.
Yeah, oh my God. Compliments of Kaneo Deals and Simi Deals. I'm going to get that. And also, we still have the wine tour limo ride, so definitely get your name in, and we are going to give some of those away for the holidays, so that's what it's all about. Our next guest is Pansy Clayton, and she has a book, Simple Old Solution for Type 2 diabetes. And welcome, Pansy. Are you there?
I am here.
Welcome. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Good. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And you know, Wendy and I, we were all talking in the break. What is type 2 diabetes? Is that the one that's the most common, or is that, tell us a little bit about why you wrote this book.
Okay. It is the one, first of all, I'm in Earhart, South Carolina, so I'm a Southern girl, so my talking's going to sound a little strange to you girls.
No, that's okay. We love it.
We have every accent today, I believe.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Type 2 diabetes is the most common one that, in my state of South Carolina, there are just hundreds and hundreds of people around me who have been losing their limbs, their feet, you know, their eyesight, your organs. It damages your kidney, your liver, everything. And my mother had it, my grandmother had it, my great-grandmother had it.
And so do you have it?
I do.
Okay, so
I have it, and I researched it on myself. I lie about my age and say I'm 49, but that's been 10, 15 years ago.
Okay.
But to make a long story short, I definitely have it. Everybody in my family has it. They all take shots. They take pills. I do not. I went to a doctor about 12 years ago, 10 years ago, and he told me, which everything I'm saying is in my book, but he told me that I would have to go on shots. And I said, I don't see why I have to. Can't I do something different? Let me try something different. Can't you tell me how to fix it? No way to fix it. But the point that I'm saying is, if you test your diabetes, your blood sugar in the morning, and it's when you've been sleeping all night, it's a fasting blood sugar. If it's over 126, you need to do something about it. And here's what to do. Let me tell you real fast. Eat vegetables and meat. That is the main thing. There are thousands of combinations of meat and vegetables without all the sauces and the rice and down here in the South, the grits, the gravy. And, of course, I was raised on real cream from the cow, milk.
Right.
All of this stuff, the white stuff. If you can just cut back on the white stuff.
Oh, okay. So there you go. So you
what
know,
I did.
Yeah.
What I did was cut it out completely. And I tested it on myself. I tested my blood. I stopped drinking any soft drink. I only drank water for a while. And then I started adding some stuff back.
So kind of an elimination diet.
Right.
And then start putting back. But, you know, it's interesting that you say just the veggie and meat.
Well, now, that's not all. You can also eat fruit alone.
Okay, so that's what I always don't understand, because fruit is real sugar. And how do you know,
Well, the reason my book is different than what other books tell you is because doctors always tell diabetics not to eat fruit. The reason that I say to eat fruit, but I'm saying to eat it alone, that means when I get up in the morning, when I go to take my medicine, I don't drink milk, I don't eat anything other, which I do eat a lot of eggs now, you know, I eat egg white omelets, things like that. But normally, on every day, I get up and I eat fruit, grapes, banana, oranges, apples. I eat any fruit, and then at lunchtime, I eat veggies and meat all I want to. You can find veggies and meat on any buffet at any restaurant. You can cook them yourself. You can go to Chinese restaurants and find them. Every restaurant has, instead of that baked potato, to substitute the steamed squash, steamed broccoli.
So I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Wendy and Sue and Spence here. Our phone number here is 650-1590. We're talking with Pansy Elizabeth Clayton right now, and her book is Simple Old Solution for Type 2 Diabetes. Are you in remission, or do you not have to take shots?
That's what I was going to get to now. My doctor, I finally found a real doctor who has worked with me for the last 10 years. And he's in Aiken, South Carolina. His name is Dr. Stephen Yeoman. But he endorsed my book. I have my records. He has my records. I keep my own records, too. I demand the doctor to give me records, because you need to follow. You need to know what's happening to your own body, not just take the doctor's word. Plus, I did not have insurance. Do not still. Don't have a way to pay those high doctor bills. I am, when you say in remission, I am totally... I'm still diabetic, and I still have to be careful what I eat. But I'm a big old country girl from the South. I like to eat a lot of food, and I eat vegetables and meat. And if I want to lose 10 pounds, I just eat less meat. I eat more vegetables and more of the fruit.
That's interesting. And now, is there a weight that is related to type 2 diabetes too?
Well, we seem a lot. The doctors told me when I first went to the doctor that If you're heavy, if you're overweight, you're fat, whatever, they just mostly said, well, you just need to lose weight. But the diabetes itself causes you to gain weight. And then the more insulin or pills related to insulin that you take, maybe I shouldn't call the names of them, but in my book I tell what I take. I did not want to take the ones they said will make you gain weight. Because insulin will make you gain weight.
That's interesting.
And a lot of people, my brother, for instance, is taking 4 shots of insulin a day just to survive. He's only 2 years older than me. He couldn't even walk. And once my book came out in June, he took it serious then. He'd seen me doing this for 10 years.
Right.
But he didn't take it serious until he saw me. I mean, he saw the book. And he said, well, I didn't know my body makes insulin. I thought I'm having to take 75 cc's of insulin twice a day, and he was putting it up into 4 times. He said, I thought I was taking that because I don't have any insulin. But type 2 diabetes, your body makes insulin. You just have to get your body healthy enough without all the
toxins.
And I call it residue from rice, potatoes, and corn is not white, but corn applies here too.
Okay. So corn is not good.
And milk is not good. I hate to say that because milk was my downfall. That was my hardest thing to give up, was drinking the milk. But you can still do it some. You just have to get your body straightened out, get all that residue out of your joints, where, like my brother, can walk again now after 4 months.
Wow. Well, good for you. And you know what? Thank you for writing this book. Again, where do we find your book?
Yes. I want to tell you that I also have a website. Can I give you that?
Please.
It is simpleoldsolution.webs.com.
Okay. Well, you know what, Pansy? I love this. This is what my show's all about, the brighter side of life. And it's about people, you know, conquering different problems in their own life and sharing it with other people.
And not just blindly do like my brother did and go on insulin and then get where you can't walk and your eyesight's going. And, you know, I didn't do that. And I'm in perfect health. You asked me about the remission. I never answered. I am in absolute perfect health. My A1C number with diabetes is 6.2.
Wow.
Normal is 5.7.
Pansy, is there something that, you know, I mean, it's one of those hidden ones that, you know, nobody knows about that you even have it, correct, until it's almost too late. Is there any signs, though?
Well, there are very much. There's four signs that I had, which in the book I tell what I had. You know, and I ask people, call me and get in touch with me, tell me what you're going through. I had burning of my feet. My feet started bothering me. They started hurting and burning.
Oh, burning. Okay, yeah.
Heavy thirst, just thirsting to death. Can't get enough of things to drink. And then we go drink soda instead of water, and then the soda makes the sugar higher. And then the other thing is your eyesight will start blurring. And when that starts happening, you're in serious condition.
Mm.
And you have to use the bathroom a lot, you know.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Right.
And you crave sugar. You will absolutely crave sweets.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. You know what? I love that it's simple old solutions, right? So
there's one more thing I'd like to tell you.
Sure.
That's why I wrote it. It's only 78 pages.
I know. It's a really thin, little, easy book. I'm going to give this to my mom, who
thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
And you can get it from Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, any bookstore. Your local bookstores will have it. It's online and in local bookstores. And also, like I said, it's an easy read, and my email is in the back of the book. Feel free to email me and ask me questions.
You got it. Well, thank you so much, Pansy. Elizabeth Clayton, Simple Old Solutions for Type 2 Diabetes. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Wendy, I want to hear a little bit about you and Kaneo Deals, See Me Deals. How did you get started, and what is your passion?
Well, it's very interesting because if you're familiar with Groupon or Living Social, we were in our area, which is the Kaneo Valley, before either of those large companies came to those areas. And at the time, we had a lot of educating to do because people had never heard of a daily deal. And the idea of 50% to 90% off every single day was really outrageous at the time. Now people are more familiar with those type of deals, but it's such a win-win situation because it helps people build their businesses. And think about it, if you're an esthetician or if you have a small business, you don't necessarily have marketing money at the beginning. And the way we work is you don't have to come up with any marketing money. And we get you 100, 200, 300 customers in one day.
Yeah.
There's
how
really
many
nothing
people
like
do
it.
You talk to?
Oh, in terms of email addresses?
Yeah, and also just your hits on your site, right?
Well, right. So we send between our two sites, KaneoDeals.com and SeeMeDeals.com, we send out about 40,000 email blasts every single day, 6 days a week.
Wow. And so that is, I mean, we're talking about marketing, right?
Yeah, that's
and
a hefty number.
Yeah,
that's
so
wonderful.
You can really make a difference in somebody's business.
Right. And we also make a difference in our community. We won Kaneo Valley Business of the Year because
congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Because we have a very intensive give back program where we give back money for every deal purchased to a local school that the purchaser chooses or to a local charity. We really keep it all in the community. So we've already donated over $200,000.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
In a couple of years. So it's just a dollar here and there, but those dollars really have added up, and it's been such a rewarding experience to see how that money stays in your community and goes back to work, and it's a great feature of our business, I feel.
I love it. Now, I mean, what was your, you know, you're a mom, a wife, right? You have two children, right?
Right, exactly.
And what made you start this? I mean, how did you
First of all,
this?
I've been very entrepreneurial, and my business partner is my brother, my baby brother, who's 14 months younger than me. And he really came up with the concept. He lives in Westlake Village, and he first promised it would only be a few minutes a day.
Yeah, whatever.
Right?
Yeah.
So everyone's laughing. You know how that goes. And the next thing you know, you're working 7 days a week. But it's been fun working with him because it's just
a
new aspect to our relationship. And it just It's a very exciting business. Also a neat business because every day is a new day.
Yeah.
So one day may not be that great, and the next day can be fantastic. And we're really fortunate in that every single day we get to start over.
Now, is there ever too much business for a company? I mean, how does that work?
Oh, in terms of, yeah, well, we actually, that was one of our goals at the very beginning, is to make sure that we limit it so that the people who buy the deal can actually get the service.
Yeah,
very
that
important.
Could be a problem, correct? Yeah.
Right.
So that's
and
good.
So that the business owner is not overwhelmed. So we have to use our judgment. We've been doing this for 3 years now, and we really have a very good sense of how many people a hairdresser can take.
Right.
How many people, like, a you know, if it's a big spa, they could take 500.
Right.
If it's one person, maybe they could take 150. So we're very conscious of that because it has to win. This has to work for everybody. It has to work for the consumer.
It's such a win-win.
It has to work for the business, you know, and of course it has to work for us. So that's really, we look at it as a three-pronged approach.
Yeah. So what deals do you have right now? Because this is a perfect holiday gift right now that you could go on Kaneo Deals or See Me Deals. And I mean, I was looking through there, and right now we have a code right now that they can even get a discount with me,
yes,
right?
If you buy anything today or tomorrow, use the promo code Kim, K-I-M, easy to remember, and you'll save an additional 10%. But the prices are already ridiculous.
I know. They're like, I'm telling you, there's such great deals on there.
Right. So for those of us who love beauty products, so we have a deal right now, $20, you get $40 worth of beauty products. We have a, for all you moms out there, we have a kid's birthday party at Monarch's Gymnastics for $99.
Wow.
Right? For those of us who've spent a little too much money, maybe got a little overboard when our kids were little, this is such
and
a fantastic.
And they have a birthday like me 2 days after Christmas or around the holidays, and they're like, right. Now I still have to put a party together, right?
Right. So so that's also a great deal. And then we also have an organic facial for $29. For
really?
60 minutes, or if you want 90 minutes for $39. So, you know, and the woman uses like the absolute most high-end products. And that's another thing that we do differently than the other sites. We walk into every business, and people are always surprised to hear this, but we turn down lots of businesses because they don't come up to our standards.
Oh, I like that, Wendy.
So we try a lot of the things. So, you know, I've had hair extensions. I've had eyelash extensions. I've had, you know.
You get to try it all like I do,
right?
Right.
I've had radio frequency this, and we've tried really everything before we put it on our site.
I love it. Again, Wendy Jaffe, Kaneo Deals, See Me Deals. Where do they go? Because I know that my listeners, one, right here today and really all the way through till next week, we are going to be taking names and get your name in for 2 hours. That was one of the things that you had a week ago or whatever, right? And
right,
so
we got
one extra one for the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us again what it is, the one that we're giving away here on the Kim Pagano Show.
So we're giving away 2 hours of services at the Body Sanctuary in Westlake Village. And so 1 hour facial and 1 hour massage at a great salon.
Yeah, definitely.
It's
so 650-1590. Get your name in. It's a drawing. Also, we do have the wine limo, Malibu wine limo ride going on, too. So there's lots of gifts that I'm doing here on the Kim Pagano Show. So just get your name in, 650-1590. Also, you can always go, if you don't call in today and you miss this deal, you can go to the website. But you can also email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. That's kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And I got lots of emails last week. And so again, and also if you're buying a gift right now in the next 2 days, use Kim, K-I-M, as your code, and you'll get 10% off of these already ridiculous prices that are already so low for the, you know, the holidays.
Can I just say that I am absolutely delighted to hear about what you're doing. I didn't know you existed until today, so
yeah,
thank you
for
that. And the part that for me is so exciting is I can see your soul in your business. When you say that you check out every offer first and make sure it's going to work, that's soul. That's making sure that you're able to hold your head up high with your offering, but also making sure that the consumer is getting what they buy. And at the same time, making sure that the person or company providing the services doesn't get into a pickle.
Right, with too many, or yeah, that they're going to still give you good service because, you know,
it's fabulous.
Yeah. And she's, oh, Wendy's you. Really mm-hmm. passionate about what you do. Now, Wendy, let's dive into you a little bit here. So she wrote a book. What's the name of your book?
So I'm also a writer. So I wrote a book called The Divorce Lawyer's Guide to Staying Married. I used to practice law. And my father's a very well-known Beverly Hills divorce lawyer. So I really grew up hearing stories of divorce. And I used to ask him about these couples, why did they get divorced? And he did not always know, which was very interesting to me. So I surveyed 100 of the top divorce attorneys across the country, asking them what are the most common causes of divorce and what can we do to prevent them?
I love it. I love that. What was the number one top?
Everyone asked for the number one, and we came down to 10.
I'm sure, okay, because okay. it's not an easy answer, right? It's complicated.
And it is very complicated. But I think what was most interesting to me are the things that people know, like sex and money. They don't really understand how that causes divorce. We've just given the buzzword sex right. and money, but we don't know how that works. So let's take money, for example, right? The problem is not too little money. The problem are things like a spender marrying a saver.
Right.
Right? Mm. That is a disaster. You may have millions of dollars, but if one person is a spender and one's a saver, causes problems. Or how about the control freak in a marriage? When somebody is really trying to control the money, that's also challenging. And it's very interesting because now male and female roles have changed so much recently, right?
Yes, women are allowed to do different things, yeah.
Well, okay, so that goes back to your country, right? Yeah, that's right. A big thing. But out here, I mean, even out there, our times have changed a lot. There's not very many stay-at-home moms. And we're looking at three right here, power moms. Yes, you know, our houses and our kids are taken care of, but we still have our own passion and our own business. And that is a different turn, isn't it?
Right. And then you also have things like we were talking about the lottery off air, but you also see when people deal with huge financial fluctuations,
yes.
That is really challenging for a marriage. So you saw after the dot-com crash, right, people were back to where they started, but that roller coaster is really hard for people to navigate. It's really hard to do the up and down thing where money's concerned.
Wow. You know, it is interesting. I mean, I have a couple friends and, you know, people that I know that they've had a huge inheritance. And
perfect example.
Yeah. That's scary that all of a sudden they get this money and guess what? They think that they don't need to be married anymore. They have their freedom. Is that one of the...
Well, that's very interesting. Also, under California law, inheritance is separate property. So then you really get into some really interesting power issues, right?
Yeah.
So, because it really legally belongs to the person. So it really puts the person even inheriting the money in a tricky situation.
Yeah, right. Because then all of a sudden, you know, there is something about money. Even, you know, when somebody passes away and you have all this money and all of a sudden everybody changes. I mean, I've seen it in families where they start to take over, and I don't know, that's scary. You know what, let's take a really quick break, and we're going to continue to talk about this, but I do want to give out our phone number right now, 650-1590. That's 650-1590. Tom, let's give away what do we have?
We can give away right now. How about if we go to the Good Morning Cafe?
Ooh, there you go. We could go and have breakfast at Good Morning Cafe, a really great little mother and daughter restaurant. And let's take caller number 6 at 650-1590. That's 650-1590. And again, remember to get your name in for all these great deals from Kaneo Deals and CME Deals. And if you miss it, go to KaneoDeals.com or CMEDeals.com and put in Kim, K-I-M, and you will get 10% off already of their amazing deals right there. We're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Looking to be one? Put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. With the holiday season approaching, now is the time to head over to Bank of Books to get the book lovers in your life the perfect gift. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Good morning out there, and I hope that it seems a little warmer out there today. Who was our winner, Tom?
Carmen O'Neill.
Okay, Carmen. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give a $20 gift certificate right now to Bank of Books. They've got three locations, and one in Oxnard, one in Ventura, and now their new one in Malibu. And let's take caller number 7-650-1590. That is Bank of Books, $20 gift certificate, a perfect thing for somebody who loves to read. All right, so we were talking about your business, your book. Where are you at now? What's your next thing on your, you know?
Well, as we talked earlier, I go about 3 to 5 years, and then I always want to try to start something new. So I'm thinking about writing another book. We're looking at different business opportunities because now we've seen so many different businesses and how they run. So we're really open-minded. And the fun thing I think about being older and having done this before is you have a little bit more confidence. And you're not so afraid of failure. I always say I'm more afraid of regret than failure.
Oh, I like that.
And I think most people are the other way around. And people are more afraid of failure than regret. So it's just really coming up with the right thing. We've learned so much from this business, and now I'd like to use everything I've learned to move forward and to do other things as well. But this is a very time-consuming business, as you can imagine, because
you're on all the time.
We're basically on air every day, 7 days a week, so it is very time-consuming, but it's also very fun and gratifying, so it's been great.
Yeah, and you get to try everything that you have on there. So I don't know, it's kind of a win-win, right?
Yeah, that was like,
when do I start? No.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I did try colon hydrotherapy, so it's not 100% win-win, but mostly.
How was that?
Let's just talk more about the spa and the facials and the hair deals, because that one was not my favorite.
Oh, God, okay. All right, Sue, back to you. And did we have a winner?
Teresa Zadanowicz.
Okay, congratulations, cool. Teresa. And I do want to remind everybody, again, Caneo Deals giveaway. We still have that, and we also have the wine tour and limo ride, and really great presents for the holidays. So all you do is need to get your name in, 650-1590, or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com with your number and your name, and also actually, we'll just get you in, so it doesn't even matter. Just get your name in here on the Kim Pagano Show. We are giving away some really great holiday gifts. So Sue, okay, back to you. Tell us, you have a book here that you wrote, right?
Yes, yeah. Actually co-wrote.
Right.
It's called The Ultimate Success Guide, and I was co-authoring with Brian Tracy and a number of other people. And what an opportunity. It was so much fun and really exciting to be able to get it out there in a way that I would never have done by myself.
Don't you love, I'm all about a team. I'm all about having, you know, many hands make little work. And, you know, my kids were like, Mom, they grew up with that with, you know, four children. But I really believe that, you know, if you have that moment where you're saying, you know, maybe I'm not going to do this, or you have a little bit of nervousness. But if you have a team, they kind of lift you up. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, even if it doesn't make the work lighter, it makes it fun, so it doesn't feel onerous, and that's where the light comes from.
Right, that's good.
So it's not necessarily taking physical work from you, but providing a better environment. And I'm thinking about Wendy and her next venture, whatever that might be, and thinking about there is another genie in there. You don't just have one. You have many different paths that you can pick. And I'm like you. I need a change every now and then. And I think 5 years for me is stretching it. I'm usually a lot closer to two.
You go for
but
two.
But somewhere between two and five. I think five's the longest I've ever lasted. So I understand that there are multifaceted people. And you were talking about the fear of failure. Well, one of the things I've found is that it's the fear of trying that is so difficult, because you are going to fail and you are going to succeed. So it's a matter of just getting on with it and finding out and discovering how you fail. Was that a big one or a little one?
Right, and don't you also think that none of us are good at everything? And especially as women, I find that we expect ourselves to be good at everything. And as soon as you let go of this idea that you've got to be great at everything, it really gives you a lot of freedom to try things.
Gives you permission.
It gives you permission. And then you just find the person who's great at what you're terrible at.
Exactly. So, life's an adventure, and it's a matter of not so much immediate success. If you stop thinking about immediate success and you start thinking about the success of your life in the long term, you can make so many different choices than if you're putting pressure on yourself to get there now. Because so much can happen. And even something that initially looks as if it is going to be a failure can suddenly turn around. Or you suddenly see a light and you get out of there before it really fails, and you move on to something with so much relief and joy of getting out of the other situation that you make it a fantastic success. So it's always up to you. And thinking in terms of short-term consequences can very often leave you feeling frustrated and with that blame game, either for yourself or everybody else or everything else that went wrong.
You know, Sue, we're almost at the end of our show here, but I do want to ask you, so if you're thinking like we are, okay, of maybe, you know, it is, we're getting to the end of the year and we want to maybe look, I always, at the end of my year, you know, and even halfway through, I start to reflect on where I've gone and where I'm going. And but you were saying, like, one of the big things we need to keep is really organized in our minds.
Right.
And that will be really the key to our next destination. What are some of those tips?
The first one is the hardest of all. It's called intellectual integrity. We all have the little trickster in our heads that lets us get away with stuff. And being able to notice when you're doing that, catch yourself doing it, and then really bring in your integrity and say, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Meaning, like, we let ourselves get away with stuff, is what you're saying? Like, oh, it's okay, and I don't have to do this today, and then you're not really following through on your dreams?
Perfect example.
Okay.
And the other thing is, not just doing stuff and getting away with it, but the I'm not good at is the huge one that gets in the way.
For anybody that wants to get in touch with you, where do they find you?
So my website is aspectsgalore.com, and you can reach me at suehines@aspectsgalore.com.
Wendy, where do people find you?
Yeah, wendy@caneodeals.com. Or wendy@seemedeals.com as well. And you can also email me.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, all my callers, for being a part of our show. Let me end the show with a moment of happiness. And the best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with a heart, wishing you happiness. Remember our 2 o'clock show, Francis Starr, Core Elements, Christine Smith-Dierdorf, and Daisy from Seasons Catering. We're going to be talking about food at 2 o'clock. Tune in to the Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great holiday weekend, and get all your stuff done. We're on our way to the holidays. Take care. I'll talk to you next week.
I don't want a-